For it's in the presence of Almighty Yah we come this Shabbat. As we celebrate this great time of fellowship with Yahshua the Lamb, we do come into your presence with our love cleansed and our minds prepared to hear what the Abba speaks unto Israel. So we come in the magnificent, mighty and precious name of Yahshua the Lamb, the one that paid the price for the sins of Israel. We prepare our minds, our hearts, and our thoughts to rest upon you as we prepare for this battle by the certain sound of the shofar of our Abba. Excellence and your truth, Yah, and you have imparted unto Israel. We speak in the name of Yahshua the Lamb. We declare all things by Yahshua, for he is the propitiation, the fullness of the price paid in full for the house of Israel and Yahuda. We barak you this day. Heal Israel. Touch all those that need a touch in their bodies, those that are listening by the live stream, and whomever may hear this broadcast, in whatever form they may hear this message. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name, and we are comforted by the revelation and the knowledge of your truth in Yahshua. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, I look to hear from Yah today. What about you? Shalom. Yah Baraki, you may be seated. What an excellent and a great privilege that he grants unto Israel, that we may come before him with obedience, hands lifted, that we may praise him for the excellence of his truth and his Yoshak in Yahshua. So with that I do barak him. I bless him with blessings of my mouth, of Toda, for all that he grants unto me. Another day that he grants unto me. Breath in my life. Physical being, my limbs are operative. And I do Toda Yah for that, for all things. For everything that he does is excellent. The trials, the tribulations, they are to perfect us and to make us sound in the time that is near and the time that is going to come upon the nations of the world. So we must prepare our minds. And the only way we can do that is by the revelation of his knowledge, his truth. And it can only come through Yahshua. It cannot come any other way. It is not going to be revealed by the excellence of the knowledge of man. It's not going to be revealed by his superb ability to calculate history or historical events. It will not come that way. It will come when Yahshua is revealed in the heart, the levim of Israel, in the fullness of the power of Almighty Yahweh. And the fullness of that power is that there is no sin. There is no transgressions against Almighty Yah. This is a generation that is being trained up for the battles that are ahead. As I thought this morning, as I awakened, immediately my mind went to the thought. You hear those that advertise on television, those that promote the power of its ability to convey the concept or the idea that man is trying to convey. And yet they will say to a generation that The television doesn't affect our children to do violent things or to act in a certain way. And yet every major corporation in America today will broadcast their 30-second commercials during the Super Bowl time and pay $3 million per 30 seconds to impart that imprint in the mind of those that are listening. So do not tell me that it is not impactful, because if it was not, then why is the man that is greedy and lustful for money, and the money is his God, why does he utilize it to convey a message or what he wants the people to perceptualize? So it has a great power over the minds of the people to control their logics, their thoughts, their minds. So it is with the Torah of Yahweh over Israel. That's why we should be mindful of what the Torah says. We should delight in Torah. We should be directed by the Torah of Yah daily in our lives, that we will have the mind of Yahshua. The world is creating a mind that is diametrically opposed to Yahweh. It is a mind that loves sensuality, carnal things, and it caused this enmity, this hatred of any correction that is directed towards them. So it despises that. And the enemy has magnificently used these media or channels to convey the message of his spirit unto the people of this hour. So what must Yahweh do for Israel? He must lead us by his Ruach, his spirit, brothers and sisters. We that are led by his Ruach, we are the sons, we are the elect ones of Israel. The enemy will always try to mimic or copy the procedural processes of Almighty Yahweh. He has given us a process in the scroll, in the book, that will lead us unto his bosom, that we may find comfort and rest in the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. But what has come out of the generations that came out of Mizraim, it is a generation that the mind has been mutated and altered by the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of the riches of this life. And their minds are turned away from the Torah disciplines of Almighty Yah. So we find that in our actions, our deeds, our natural manifestation, we're not disciplined in hardly any aspect of life today. We have no control over any kind of appetite. I don't care what the appetite is. We have no control over those things. But the Torah of Yah brings his Mishrah, his power to govern our minds with shalom. And that is what the government of Yah does. It brings shalom. It brings the peace. It brings the fullness, the confidence of Yah, the comforting of Yah, the at-easing of Yah. It brings all of that to the mind of Israel. But we have chosen to go another way. We have chosen to walk another path. And there is a reason why, brothers and sisters. And I want to share that with us today as I take my time. I said to Pastor Pennington yesterday, I wish that I had the ability that he has. Because he said to me, Pastor Roberts, I preach on simply prayer for 2 years, or he will take a subject and for 2 or 3 months he can teach on that. I said, I wish I could get by for 3 weeks, more or less 2 months, but I know the urgency of time. It is almost like a contractor knowing that he has a certain deadline for the building to be erected. He's a man of conscience. He's a man of that is forthright and honesty. He will not cut things short, or he will not try to do a subpar job. He will do an excellent job, even though if it takes working overtime or real allocating men to this position or that position to make sure that the job or all the supporting things that surround the job, that they are finished. And it will simply be the dressing of the other little things that need to be done. So we need the pillars of Yah in our lives today. We need the foundational truths in our lives that we will not fall prey to the mindset of this generation. And Jotan is training his subjects for one purpose, and that is to rise up against the coming of Yahshua HaMashiach. the Lamb of Israel and the hope of the whole house of Israel. Because Israel is Echad, it is one in Yeshua. You find those that are outside of Yeshua, they identify themselves as the tribe of Yehuda or the Ephraimites or whomever. But in Yeshua, Israel is one. And that's it, my friends. Not the tribe of Yehuda, Ephraim, or Israel. It is one in Yeshua. We are one in the Ruah of Yeshua because we are Echad in Him. We are one. We are one in Him with the one mind, the one thought, the one desire, and the one purpose. I want to identify this generation first of all. And in order to do that, I can show us in Scripture the things that will come forth out of this generation. If there was a man that had much wisdom in Scripture, his name was Solomon. Of all things he could have requested of Yah, he asked Almighty Yahweh to give me the wisdom, to give me the understanding, to understand the mindset of your people, and to bring those things before them that will always bring them back to restoration unto you. And that is what he asked of Yahweh. This generation is asking for everything to consume it upon its own lust, its own flesh. He said, give me that, Yahweh, and that is more than enough. And Yah says unto him, because you have not asked for the other things, because you have not inquired of me for things that cause the flesh or the natural mind to become very comfortable and lackadaisy, and you began to turn away from me, then I will give you these things. But the most valuable thing, how do I present you, Yah, unto this generation? Yet through the very turmoils and trials and battles of his own inability, because he began to turn his mind away from the truth of Yah. And the prophecies, the words came forth, the words of wisdom that was uttered out of his mouth by the Ruah. He speaks unto Israel that we will not be misguided by our own desires and our own passions. We must be led. We must be directed. We must be coerced, we must be compelled, we must be forced by the Ruah of Yah, the Spirit of Yah, to walk in the things that Yahweh takes delight in. He doesn't take delight in the things of this carnal nature of man, because it is enmity against him. Now this is the generation I want to identify. It says in Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 11. Mishlei 30 and 11. Solomon declares, there is a generation, there is a people, there is a birthright that is associated with a generation that first of all they curse, they do kala. They curse their own Abba, their own Ava, they curse those that relay unto them the spiritual laws of eternal life. This is a generation that cursed the one that has conveyed unto them the laws that bring forth the fullness of the right of those that are under his covenant blessing. This generation or this nation is not one that is under the covenant blessings of Yahweh. He said there is a generation and we are that generation. There is a generation that curse Kala, that curse the Abba, the Avat, and does not brak, does not pour out the blessings upon their aim, the one that brings forth the birthright. It is Yeshua that brought forth the birthright unto Israel. And yet they even curse him. They deny the power of this mighty one of Israel, and the mother is the one that, she is the one that tenderly brings forth the Torah of life unto sons and daughters, as she teaches them the principles of life, and show them and to form their minds in the pattern that is pleasing unto the Creator. And so this generation is one that is kala, it is curse. It has no desire at all to please Yah. And because of that, then the powers that be are sending forth
the spirits of this age to give life unto every kind of vile, wicked thing there is. This is a nation that declares it is blessed of Yahweh, doesn't it? There is only one way that we can be blessed of Yahweh, and we must see what Torah of Scripture teaches. It must be according to the teaching of Scripture. It cannot be based upon some little blessing plan of this heathenistic mindset of greed and lust that is going forth. This is a generation, brothers and sisters, that they have cursed Kala, their curse, their avats, the Abba, and they have cursed their Aima, their motherly one that brings forth the milk of life. Shaul said, I would love to feed you meat, but at this present time I must give you milk, because yet you are still young and you need nurturing, and you need the strength of the knowledge of Yahshua in your mind. And that is what this mother represents, this Aima. She represents the tenderness and the breastfeeding of one. And Yah beckons us to come into His bosom that He may feed us with the bread of life. And because we are a generation that curse Him, Kala, we speak lofty words toward Him. We have disdain for what He says. We try to add unto the words. And in this same chapter of Mishlei 30, read it. That is the thing that Agur was dealing with in this prophetic word that came from Yahweh. That who are those that add to the word of Yah or take from the words? You cannot do that. And so this generation is one, it has cursed the Abba. It has cursed motherly Jerusalem. And it says unto Yah, your creeds have no power in me at all, because it produces nothing at all. And what you find in the natural sense, you find that attitude. They despise their mothers. They despise their fathers. They reject the counsel, the instructions, because it is a generation that is cursed. And we have brought the curse in the land, my brothers and sisters. And in order for us to understand this, we must search the book diligently. We must understand what the book says. It is not about what these charlatan lying dogs are feeding the people. They're feeding them that they are blessed and they are not blessed. It is either the word of Yah is a damnable lie or it is the truth. And the road to the blessings or the barak of Yah, it has to be according to Scripture. And if it's not according to Scripture, it is a lie. It is a deceitful mechanism by Shaitan to deceive the minds of the people. And I will go directly to the book. It is not my opinion. It is not something that has been legislated in me by reading of peripheral materials. It is from the book that we think, we know, and we say we love. I will go to the book. And everything will come from the book. The book of life, all right? It says in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 11. I want to show you emphatically, brothers and sisters, this is not David Roberts speaking. This is not my opinion. The vernacular of this speech is so simple that even the childish of children can understand the words that were thundered in the Ruah of Moshe by the voice of Yah to speak and to write it in the scroll that Yisrael may be reminded. It says in Devarim 11:26, and this is how the curse comes upon Yisrael. And because we are cursed, then we dispense a generation out of our loins that is cursed beyond curse. It says in Devarim 11:26, Yah says, behold, He said, I want you to see, I want you to shamach, I want you to understand, I want you to perceptualize, to perceive it with all wisdom and understanding. He said, I set before you this day a blessing. I set before you barakah, the blessings, the fullness of His shalom, the strength of His covenant relationship with you. He said, I set before you blessing and kalah. He said, curse. He said, a blessing only. You're blessed only if you obey the mitzvah of Yahweh. My brothers and sisters, if one says that they are blessed and they obey not the commands of Yahweh, that's a lie from hell. This is from the bosom of Yahweh. These are not my words. This is not how I elect to describe unto you what is the blessings of Yah. But this is what the word of Yahweh says. This has not changed, my friends. The sun has not changed. The moon has not changed, has it? We as a people, the reproductive generation of people, it has not changed over nearly 6,000 years, has it? It is still the same, brothers and my sisters. The grass still grows like it did in the beginning. The seed still yield 4 seeds after its kind. A peach will always yield a peach tree. There may be a hybrid of a peach, but a natural peach, the seed that it will produce, or the zira, the fruit, will be peach. It will be a peach. He says, now, blessings only. Only if you keep, if you obey. Do you understand that? If you thoroughly acknowledge, and if it's in your love, you delight, and if you obey the mitzvah of Yah, your Abba, which I command you this day. There is no blessing when there's a nation and a people cannot obey the mitzvah of Yah. You cannot reject His name and say you are blessed. That is not from Yahweh. You may have goods and things, but that is not the blessing. That is not the power of Yah Barak or Him pouring out the power of His Ruah upon you. It is not so. There's a deception. There is a mutated mind that curses Yah. They say you don't have to do this. The Shabbat was for those. His name has no relevance. Yah says you're blessed if you obey my mitzvah. I don't care if they got 1,000 cars. That's not the blessings of Yah. I don't care if their pagan Christmas tree was 50 feet tall and they paid $10,000 for it. It's either these words that came out of the mouth of Moshe, they are actual lies, or they are the truth. He says this is a generation that cursed their Abba, their Avada, and they have no honor at all for their Ima. They disregard them. They don't even bless their Ima. They don't even rise up in the morning and bless Yah for the birth that He has imparted into them. In the natural sense, children do not rise up and say, bless you, mama. How you feeling, daddy? They don't even do that today. You all can sit here all muted, but it makes no difference at all. I declare unto you the counsel of Almighty Yahweh. We're not getting into the kingdom any other way. That's why you must train and teach them the precepts and the concepts of Yahweh. The world will teach them their concepts. Their minds are bombarded when you take them to Walmart or Kmart. You will watch the greed, everything they see. They pick it up. They want this. Everything they're touching. There is no control over them at all. You can reject what I say, but it is still the truth. It's not fabricated or based upon some twisted philosophy of this man, but it's based upon the one that made man. He said before us blessings and curses. He said you're blessed if you obey the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah, which I command you this day. He said, and a curse. Is that what it says? It says, and a curse, a kalah. And I will express unto us what the curse is. I want to show us something. I want to establish what scripture says. These are not my words. I have no time to practice what I want to say to you. I believe what scripture says, and out of that scripture flows the living well that flows from Yahshua's vein. He is the living word. So I don't have to practice what I need to speak. I do not have to rehearse anything. It is just the flow of the river that flows out of the belly of Israel. You cannot stop a river. Hallelujah. In order for you to build a dam or a river, you got to divert the water, first of all. You got to divert it around that course. Then you began to build the dam. And that's what the enemy has done. He has diverted the flowing of the living well out of Yahshua from our lives with what? With temporary trinkets, things. That we labor our lives for something that is literally a curse. He said, you're blessed if you obey the Torah. And he said, and a curse, verse 28, if you will not obey the mitzvah of Yahweh, your Abba. Now let me show you, these are the mitzvah, the commands of Yah. And from the commandments of Yah, we have the mitzvah, the government, or the Torah of Yah that comes from this. This governs our lives. To love Yah with all of our love, our mind, our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. I show you the power of love. Herein is love. Not that we love Yah, but He loved us. And if any man says he loves Yahweh and keep not His mitzvah, he is a liar. I don't care if it's your daddy. I don't care what your cousins say. I don't care if they have brand new Mercedes-Benz. I don't care if they have $200,000, $300,000 shacks that they're in bondage to. That is not the blessings of Yahweh, my brothers and my sisters. You can never have the blessings of Yah without obeying the mitzvah, His commandment. And if any man comes in any other way and teach any other doctrine, he's a thief and he's a liar. The blessings come this way. They come by obeying the mitzvah. His commands, His mishrah, His government, His power to govern your mind. That is how the blessings of Yah come. He said, if you obey me, if you don't curse us, you will be cursed. If you obey not the mitzvah of Yahweh, but turn aside out of the way, which I've commanded you this day, to go after gods. And they've gone after all kinds of gods. All kinds of gods. One of the most damnable, vilest gods of all gods in this nation. We have seen her head rise up on the 25th of this pagan wicked day of gluttony and drunkenness and death and every kind of vile, sinful act and every kind of putrefying, damnable thing performed on that day. It is called Xmas, Christmas, Christomas, Christmas, and they all have their gods. The white god in the honky-tonk on that day is different than the rapper's god in the hood at the same day. They don't share in the same kind of worship. You see, you're going after gods. You made gods, and that's what a cursed mind does. You have superseded your wicked sons and daughters above the standards of Yahweh. You have placed them above what the word of Yah says. You have placed kinfolks and relatives above what the word of Yah says. Yah says if you obey, the blessings flow. If you don't obey, then the curses, the kala of Yah will flow. I will show us what the curse of Yah will bring. It's one thing that the curse of Yah brings, brothers and sisters, it is death. It is a mind that has been so mutated it cannot hear what Yah says. It is a mind that has turned away from His Hamashiach, Yahshua. It cannot comprehend the truth of Yahshua. It does not know the power of Yah's Hamashiach. Listen to this. Hold for a minute there. But it says initially in the same chapter, chapter 30 I just read from, what Solomon says, it says here initially, and chapter 30, verse 4, it says, who has ascended up into the Hashemayim? Who has gone into the heavens? Or who has or descended? Who hath gathered the winds in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in his garments? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? No one but Yah can do that. He says, what is his name? And what is his son's name? If thou can tell me, I want to know it in this damnable generation. Doesn't want to know the Abba's name. And that's a part of his mitzvah. That you do not take his name in vain. That you hold fast his name. He says, you know him. Do you understand who he is? He established and began from the end. And you want to alter his word and change it? You want to alter the word of Yahweh that is fitting for your circumstance? Every word of Almighty Yahweh is pure. It is sound and it is pure. It is the food, it is the confidence, it is the trust that we have in Him because we know that He cannot lie. We know everything He says is truth. We know what He speaks unto us is life. And He tells us blessings if you obey. Curses if you do not obey. Not His word, but He said my mitzvah, my commandments is what He says. That's what He says. His word is based upon His mitzvah. His imat is based upon His mitzvah. His mitzvah, He said, if you obey that, then you're going to be blessed. That's what it says. Hallelujah. He said, if you don't obey it, then curses shall come upon you. You shall be cursed of Yah. Verse 29, He said, and it shall come to pass when Yahweh your Abba has brought you into the land which you shall go and possess it, that you shall put the blessing of Yah upon Mount Gerizim. You shall put it above high. You shall establish it upon the highest place. He said, and you shall take the curses and the curse upon Ebal, the stone barren place. That's why we got to tear down this stony barren heart that is stony against Yahweh. He said, you take that curse thing out of your ruah and you cast it out. He said, that's where you put the blessings and the curses. And Mount Gerizim is the place of high elevation. And we shall highly elevate the blessings of Yah because we know how they flow. They flow from the stream of obeying His mitzvah. When you obey His mitzvah, when this mind adheres to the mitzvah of Yah, with the mishra, the government of Yah, it's in our minds we're going to see that mind that is blessed, a mind of shalom, a mind that is active, a mind that is assured, a mind that has the light of Yahshua in it. When the curse is there, there's darkness. Hallelujah. Every curse that Yah brought upon Mizrahim, it brought darkness. It brought death. And when the curse is open, then the death follows. The mind is dead to Yah. It's dead to His mitzvah. We live in a nation that is cursed. Don't tell me the government of America is predicated upon the Torah of Yah. It is a cursed nation. It is a superficial nation. It is a superficial people in this nation. That's why you gotta come out of the mindset of America. You can't think like these American swines. You can't act like them. You can't live like them. You can't let the spirit of America train your mind. And you fearful, unbelieving ones, that of course you trust in the uncertain riches of this world and they are not the riches of Yah. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to bear down in the word of Yahweh today. Hallelujah. Whether you stand with me or not, it makes no difference at all. I'm fighting for my being, for my soul. Hallelujah. I'm closer to death right now than I was yesterday before it began. I'm getting closer to the trumpet sounding, and so are you as well. So I'm fighting for my identity in Yahshua. And I know this is not the blessings of Yah. When a man obeys the mitzvah of Yah, he will open up that serenity of shalom. He will open up the revelation of Yahshua. That's why we have so many today, quote, Christ, Christos, Jesus, and every kind of identity preached today. We got the Baptist Jesus, the Methodist Jesus, the black Jesus, the white Jesus, the Jewish Jesus, the Hispanic Jesus. We got every kind of Jesus, and there's no association with the gods. There is only one mighty one. And as the scripture says, who has ascended and who has descended? If you've been there, tell me His name and tell me His son's name. I don't want to know nothing else, how He created it. I just want to know His name. And I want to know His son's name. And His son's name is not this damnable Jesus. It is not His name. And I said uncharacteristically, I don't care what man says. That's not His name. Hallelujah. He said, I want to know the name of the one that pulled out this unction and this power that flows from you. Tell me His name. Hallelujah. You can't alter His name and change it. That's why He said, you can't take my name in vain. Don't take it and take it as something cheap. My name is not cheap, but it's magnificent. Don't take it as something that is not worth anything. The riches of my kingdom is in my name, that you may know me, because the power of my kingdom is in my son. Without His name, the word means nothing. Hallelujah. We must know it, brothers and sisters. There's no blessing without obeying the mitzvah of Yah. Let no one trick you. Let no one tell you they're blessed. They're liars. I don't care if they got 50 houses, they're not blessed. I don't care if they own 10,000 acres of land, they're not blessed. You only bless if you obey the mitzvah of Yah. Either Yah is truthful, forthright and honest, or he is just as deceived as every god there is. I prefer the first instead of the latter. He is truthful. Every word is pure. Every word is of integrity and honesty because it's based upon his integrity of whom he is. And there is no leaven in him at all. I believe it, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Well, it was written by man. Every book that you read, some man has some kind of conjecture in it. Everything you have learned, it has come by the conjectures of men or the knowledge of men. Don't tell me that, fool. This book was directed by the Ruah, the living power of Yahshua. Hallelujah. The word was alive when Obadiah wrote it. The word was alive when Ezekiel, Yeskel. It was alive when Nahum, Micah, when they wrote it. The word of Yah was still alive then. It's not a dead word. This word just did not resurrect. We seen the living power of it in Yahshua. You bless if you obey. You curse if you do not obey. This is the generation that hardens its heart against Yahweh. This is what David said. Turn quickly to Tehillim, Psalms 119 and verse 21. In Psalms 119 verse 21, it says, Yahweh, you have rebuked Ga'ah. You have rebuked the proud. Yah has rebuked the proud. Those that are Zayd. That's what they are. They're full of themselves in their own pernicious ways. They're arrogant. Well, I don't believe you have to do that. That's what the proud says. Well, I love, quote, God too, unquote. I know they love God. I have no problem with that. They love the God of this world. That's why their minds are blinded. The power of Yahshua cannot shine through to them. He said, while I was in the world, I kept them in your name, Yahweh. He did not keep them in any other name but the Father's name. He did not direct that attention away from the Father's name. That's why this generation, we're a generation that's cursed. They have not taken their curses and put them upon Ebal. They have lifted up their curses. Their cursed minds, they have shown you, you don't have to obey the Torah. You don't have to obey the mitzvah of your lies. You must obey him, brothers and sisters. If you want the riches of Yahweh's blessings upon your children, listen to me, parents. You mothers, you Aima, you Avata. You want the blessings, you obey. You obey the Torah of Yah, his keep his mitzvah. And you just lay hands on your children. Hallelujah. No sickness, death, nothing shall overcome them. But death come, but it's the precious death of Yah. It doesn't separate them from him. We've tried the ways of the world and it's produced nothing but a cursed mind. You can't obey the mitzvah. There is no hava for the mitzvah of Yah. You're not blessed. America's not blessed. The standard for judicial laws are not based upon Torah. Based upon the corruption of greed and lies and lust. Based upon pillaging and killing and stealing and robbery. Based upon death, slavery, and a corrupt mentality. It's not based upon the truth of Yah. The Torah that's in us is based upon the truth of Yah. Yahshua is the living truth of Almighty Yahweh. David says in Psalms 119:21, it says, Yah, you rebuke the proud, and you curse. Is that what it says? They are cursed. They are cursed, which do go astray from what? From what? Sayed. Say it! When they go straight from the mitzvah of Yah, they're cursed. Well, you talking about my aunt? She's a cursed Jezebel. You talking about my sister? She's a cursed Jezebel. They will read Psalms Tehillim 23, will they not? Is this part of the psalm? Is this part of it? If 23 is true, this is true. That was back then. They used 23rd for this modern day, don't they? This is for the modern day too. They take the 23rd to cover them in the modern day, do they not? This covered the righteous in the modern day as well. Hallelujah. This corrupt generation wants to take that situation with the prodigal son. But I want to tell you, the prodigal son came back naked. He had nothing. He did not get anything, because he said to the elderly son, you know that all, not some coal, coal, K-O-L-E, coal, all, not some, not partial, not 33%, not 66, not 96, but all that I have, everything, all that I got belongs to you. If you wanted a fatted cow, you could have butchered 20, because it's yours. When I die, it's just showing the mercies of Yah. Israel have fallen. She has gone into sin. She will never. If there's one thing that I preach it in my ignorance, I will tell us once we turn away from Yah, we never get to that place. They never did. The old ones get in the promised land. They never got there. And the ones that were young, they went in and they polluted the place, didn't they? They had the same wicked seed of their forefathers as well. That's why there must be a generation, a seed that bring forth the zira of the visibility and the power of Yahshua out of it. You can lay down and have babies all you want to, but you gotta reproduce them in the ruah of Yah, in the right spirit. A baby producing means nothing. Hallelujah. He said, the proud. And there's one thing that the proud says in his heart, no to Yahweh. The proud says, there is no mighty one. He said, you're cursed. And they're cursed. This nation, your natural relatives in their whorehouses, in their Jesus Christ cathedrals, in their Jesus whorehouses. Oh, I'm blessed. They're not blessed. And you allow that to trump you and to make you feel like you're less, you're fool. Hallelujah. And the reason you allow that, because you don't know the word of Yah. You don't know it at all. You have no confidence in what he says. They're not blessed. They're fools on their way to hell, where the worms are not going to die. They're not blessed. You cannot touch the accursed thing. And the reason that your mind is dying, that your spiritual life is not alive, I'm going to show you in the book. And this day I will finish every verse in every scripture. I will show you why you died. I can show you why your mind is not alive. I can show you why you look dead and you act dead, because you touch those damnable cursed things. Yeah. Well, you listen to their lies. You let them talk to your mind, don't you? Right. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's your grandmama, your grandpappy. It makes no difference at all. Right. Give us your wicked mammy. Makes you, and I use that expression. As the old preacher would say, I'm on fire. I'm on fire today for Yah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Me to live is Yahshua. I declare unto you, Yahshua. If I die in him today, so what? The riches of the kingdom belongs to me. Hallelujah. I am not looking for pie in the sky. I'm looking for the coming of my Hamashiach. Let Jesse Jackson and those fools look for the pie in the sky. I'm looking for the kingdom power. Hallelujah. And if they call this power on this earth, and they're fools. Hallelujah. Yahweh rebuke, he rebukes the proud, he rebukes you. But the proud man says no to Yah. He rebukes the proud that are cursed. Don't you know you're cursed when you're proud? He said that are cursed. Why? Because you have gone astray from the mitzvah of Yah. You wonder why parents, many times parents, because of your ignorance, your children, you think your little daughters, your son are too cuddly or too cute to take the rod to their little raw backsides. You bring about a curse upon them, because the scripture tells you, spare not their buttocks. You put the rod on them. You will drive that cursing from them, that they will obey the mitzvah, the Torah of the home. You don't have to buy to steal the truth. And Yah commands you to buy the truth and don't sell it. I'm not a coward. Now when it comes to this, I will back down for no man. No woman, no monies. Hallelujah. They're cursed. They're under the curse because they say no to Yah. The only way you say yes to Yah is that his mitzvah, his commands, what he instructs you in, it's real to you. And you love it. You take hold unto it. And you're blessed. Well, I don't believe that. I want to show one of the most profound examples of one when they obeyed Yah. When they obeyed the mitzvah of Yah. The blessings came. Turn quickly. It says in Yahushua ben Nun, Joshua, chapter 6, verse 7. But Yah says to Israel, you're going to overtake Jericho. But there is one in the city, because when the spies came in, she hid them. And she did not divulge unto the heathens and the fools the hidden secrets of Almighty Yah. Don't you know that the secrets of Yahweh are with His people? Do you not know the revelation of Yahshua is with only the people of Yah? Do you not know the name of Yahshua is with only with His people? I don't care what the world says. We have sludged to all kind of slop and putrefied puke, stench on us. Yet Yahshua reached down in that corrupt barrel when they pulled our minds and our beings out of it. We were like little children, were we not? Come on here. How many little children like to take baths? They like to play in water, but they don't like to take baths. When they get a little older, they almost detest it. When Yahshua said, I'm going to run this fresh water that flows from Yah over you, we kicked and we fought and said, I don't want to be bathed. He said, I'm going to bring you to the fuller's house and I'm going to use the fuller soap upon you. We didn't want Him to wash in our ears. What children lack their ears to be washed? We need to cleanse our ears. Anoint our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear. When He began to wash down in our ears and began to pull that crud out, every kind of wicked thing that was, He began to pull it out of your mind. Hallelujah. He had on a garment that was righteous. He began to pull that trash out of our minds. Began to tell us to take off our clothes, but I'm ashamed. I know you're ashamed. You ought to be ashamed. We did not want to disrobe ourselves and take off all those religious clothing. That religious clothing. That pride clothing of religiosity. And our prideful way of our religious way. We didn't want to unrobe. We're ashamed for Him to see us. But I'm here to tell you, He made you. He knows every inch of your body. He knows every segment of your body. We didn't want to take it off. We held tight to that little piece. Then we didn't want to let go that piece of garment that was polluting our minds. You can't bathe right without being naked. You got to take off everything. You can't bathe with your socks on, your shoes on. You got to take them off. So He had to strip us. He had to make us bare. He had to bring the shame forth. Hallelujah. Sure He did. I bless Him for that. Why? Because I am a nothing piece of nothing. My whole worth is not worth a few dollars. Hallelujah. Have no wealth. Only wealth I have is in Yahshua. That's where my worth is. It says in Yahushua ben Nun, Joshua 6. I want to begin at verse 17. It says, and the city, this is what Yah says unto Israel, and the city shall be a curse. Haram. It shall be a curse. It shall be a curse, even it and some that are therein. Does it say all? It says all. That's why Yah says for you to come out of her, my people. This America is cursed. Come out of her thinking, brothers and sisters. Get out somewhere where you can worship Yahweh. Come out of her philosophies, her trainings. Don't let her train your sons and daughters. Come out, people. He said, everything in Jericho, it is cursed. Everything. The houses. Everything. He said, the only thing I've made is the pure silver and the gold. That only belongs to the treasure of Yah. He said, but the babies are cursed. Do you all hear me? Don't let the enemy cause you to go to sleep today. Hear me. He said, you're going to Jericho. Why? Because they had turned away from the mitzvah of Yah. When you turn away from the commands of Yah, it is a cursing. I don't care if your houses are big and your land is spread abroad. You are cursed. He said, I want you to go in there and I want you to destroy it to hell. There are us that are trying to hold on to the cursed things. And you already have death in your mind. You're trying to hold on to the cursed things. And your mind is deadened toward Yah. It doesn't create that super joy that Yah intends for us to have in His presence. It doesn't create that fullness. You're dead. You're twice dead. You're plucked up from the root. There is no hava, no love for His Torah in your mind, in your ruah. He said, but yet in that city there is one. And all those that are under that covenant, or that covering in that house, you spare the last one of them.
But everything else, you bring it down to the dust of the earth. Even the man that pissed against the wall, and the woman that runs with a baby in her belly, you bring it down. What kind of quote God would do that? Let me tell you something. The God of America is butchering the babies there in Iraq. The God of America is starving nations and holding back food because of her damn wickedness, her greed and her damnable lust to feed her damn wicked children. That is the truth. She's doing that to feed her Jezebel bastardized children. Yes, come out of her. Be ye separate. Don't touch unclean things. He said, you go around that to Jericho. He said, I want you to tear it to hell. I want you to bring it down to nothing. You tear it to hell. He's going to tear this whole down. Russia, you're coming down, Jezebel. Hallelujah. The whole nation of the continent they call Africa is coming down. Tobago, you're coming down. Switzerland, you're going to fall. You British Empire, you're going to fall like a drunken whore that reels to and fro. You're coming down. You're coming down. You're coming down. Well, are you people, this little group, are going to bring us down? No, the King of Power and the King of Honor that rides in the fierceness of Almighty Yah. I declare his name unto you, Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, the Hamashiach, for the whole house, for the whole house of Israel. He's coming with the vengeance of Yah. He's coming with his sword drawn. He's going to bring the horde down. He's going to break down your mercantile. He's going to break down your governments. He's going to break down your society. He's going to break down your fields. He's going to destroy your groves. He's going to destroy it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you go down to Jericho. He says in verse 17, and the city shall be a curse, Harem. It shall be a curse, even it and all that are therein. America is cursed. You that have the mind of America, how do you know? You allow her media, her television, her radios, her sexuality to train you, train your daughters. It trains them to curse you, daddy. It trains them to despise you, mama. It trains them to reject you, mama. It trains them to turn against you, daddy. That's what's training your sons and daughters. He commanded unto Israel, I'm going to take you in the wilderness. You teach my sons and my daughter to reverence me. And the first thing they did, they built a god. You're building your gods, your houses, your cars, your bank accounts, but it's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. All of it's coming down. He said, everything in the city is cursed. Everything is cursed. Everything is cursed in Jefferson. Unless you're in the house of Israel, you will know you're in the house because the damned blood of Yahshua, the precious lamb, has covered the house. Everything else is going to die. The firstborn, the things that you love more than Yah, is going to die, my friends. Your firstborn, that which you love greater than Yah, is going to die. Your secular appetite is going to die. You won't know how to satisfy it. You will not know how to please it. There is only one pleasure. That's in the Torah, the living Torah of Yah that we find in Yahshua, because we delight to do the will of our Abba. No displeasure in doing his will. He said everything in the city is cursed. He says, curse all that are there, is cursed to Yahweh. And he says, only Rahab, the harlot, he identified her spirit, what she was. We were all in harlotry. We were in religious harlotry. Say what you want to. He said, you go down to Charlotte. You go down to Jefferson. He said, I'm going to destroy everything in Jefferson. But Rahab the harlot and everything that is in our house, I don't want you to touch it. Hallelujah. If you leave me, I'll go that with you. I'll obey. If you speak to me, I'll obey it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, only Rahab the harlot shall live. And all, not some, she and all that are with her in the Bayat, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Can I tell you something? The Melechim are the ministering messengers of Yah. You better hide the message that Yah speaks to you today in your life. You better hide it down in you. You better hide it in your mind. You better hide it in your inward parts. You better not let it become an accursed thing that you turn away from obeying the mitzvah of Yah. That you reject what He commands you to do. Receive the message of Yahshua deep down in your inward parts. They hid the messengers. They came with the message of Almighty Yah. And that message was, Yahshua, He will save you. He saved then and He saves today. Do you all hear me? The word of Yah saved then and is saved today. Hallelujah. It saved Rahab, a harlot, and it saved a harlot like me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The word of Yah has not changed. It reached down in the cesspool of a cursed place of a people that disobeyed the mitzvah of Yah. And it called out one that will hear the message sent by the messengers of Yah. I bring you the message of Yah. Hallelujah. You better hide the words that this messenger speak to you today. He speaks unto you, Yahshua, and Him only, and no one else. He is not confused with who He is. He speaks unto you, Yahshua, and no one else. Let every other Christ, Christo, and every Messiah be damned, but the one Yahshua HaMashiach. Let them all be damned to hell. Let everyone be damned. But HaMashiach, Yahshua is His name. No confusing as to who He is. Hallelujah. Baptist, Christo, save only Baptist. You can sit and say what you want to. The Pentecostals, Christo, save only Pentecostals. Hallelujah. The black Christo, save only blacks. The white one, save only white. Hallelujah. Yah saved His house abundant. A corrupt people that's vile, disfigured their minds, grotesque looking, have no pure color to their skins that He put there. They've used everything. They're disoriented. Their color is such a mess and such a mirage of illusion that they think they have strength in it. He's going to save Israel. And He's going to save all Israel. Just like He said, I'm going to save all Israel. Why? Because she kept the message of the messenger. And you must hear the messenger. Yahshua is the message of Yah. And there is no other message of Yah but Yahshua. It is not in Christo. It is not in these damn things they call blessings. You love Yah, you keep the commandments. That's what Yahshua said. If you love me, you keep my words. You keep what I say. The words I speak, they're not mine, but they're the one that sent me. Hallelujah. We obey what He says. He said, I got one in that city I'm going to save. Verse 18, in all and under all and under all circumstances, you shall guard yourself from the accursed things. Do you all hear that? You better guard yourself from the harem. The accursed things. Brothers and sisters, I don't care if it's your daddy. You better guard your heart against that. I don't care if it's your sister. You better guard your heart against it. I don't care if it's your mama. You better guard your heart. Your son, you better guard your heart. Because we open our hearts and we allow their corruption. We give praise for them. We began to call that which is wicked pure and that which is wrong right. We can't do that. He said, against all things, when you go in there, it's going to look nice. It's going to be a beautiful place. Guard your heart. He's telling you, brothers and sisters, America looks, she looks wonderful. If it's one scripture that I've never forgotten, that Evangelist Hartsfield brought to me as a young, laboring, ignorant man in this way, and I'm still ignorant. He said to me, Brother Roberts, I would ask you one question. Why do you think sin holds so many people? I couldn't answer. He said, Moshe chose rather to suffer with the people of Yah than to enjoy the pleasure. He said, it has pleasure. It has pleasure. I will show us what that pleasure will do when you disobey Yah. He said, guard your love. Guard your heart, your mind, brothers and sisters, from this accursed America. She's a curse. Don't labor for America. You labored it into the kingdom. He said, guard your mind. Guard yourself against this accursed thing. Those things that turns you away from the truth of Yah.
that makes you compromise the Torah, the things of Yah, His Shabbat, His name, that you hold that in check because of these accursed things. He said, guard your heart against it. Guard your mind. Guard your thoughts against that. Don't allow that spirit to rule. Hallelujah. We have the Ruah of Yah that rules us and governs us. He said, guard your heart from the accursed things. Lest you make yourself a curse. Do you all hear that? These are not my words. This is out of the book, isn't it? He said, lest you make yourself a curse. And you will know when you're walking in the accursed thing. In the harem. You will know when you're walking in the accursed thing. Your mind is not adhering to the things of Yah. You don't take great delight in when Yahweh speaks to you. You don't take pleasure in His correcting. You see, that pride is because you are cursed. That's why you can't hear correction. That's why the enemy allows you to run that thing that is more deception in your own tongue. It's a poisonous thing. Nothing like it. And that's why He causes a nation and a people to talk so much and think they have the answer. You're a fool. You don't have the answer. There's only one that has the answer. And His name is Yahshua. And you will not understand the power of the answer from Yahshua unless you follow the precise order that Yah has ordained for man. He said, if you began to behold the accursed thing, you shall be cursed. That you esteem those that are cursed higher than you esteem those that are blessed of Yah. I said what I said. I don't retract that. You hold those in higher admiration that are an accursed one. That disobey the mitzvah of Yah, they are cursed. Whether you believe that or not, they are cursed. You hold them in higher esteem and higher character than those that are of Israel. You say to the wicked, you're blessed. You say to those that are blessed, you're cursed. You are a wicked child birthed by hell. You are part of this accursed generation. You got quiet on me. That's all right. Hallelujah. I'm not working for pay here. I'm going to get my pay at the end of the day. Hallelujah. And I just don't feel no ways tired just yet. The day is not done. There's a Shabbat rest for me. Hallelujah. And I shall get my pay. And it shall not be a trickling dollar or a few pennies. It shall be the crown of honor that I may cast it before the feet of my HaMashiach. And I will know my crown. Hallelujah. He said, when you take of that accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. Now that's what the accursed thing will do, the harem. It will bring trouble in the camp. When those have that accursed mind, they will bring trouble. They will bring trouble in the camp of Israel. I want to show you an example of that cursed thing that Yah had to. The only way you're going to get it out, you must kill it. You gotta impel, you must destroy the affections of your flesh and your lust. You must destroy it. It is an accursed thing. Because it is not, the mitzvah of Yah, it is not palatable to the accursed thing. You will never have the blessings of Yah without obeying His mitzvah. This is superficial in this nation. It is false. It's based upon the principles of Shaitan, what he said to Yahshua. If you bow down and worship me, all this you see, it has been delivered unto me. And to whomever I want to give, I can give. And whomever I want to make rich, I can, because it is mine. It has been delivered unto me, and I have the power to do it. So he raises up these false charlatans that move this cursed mind away from the Torah, the mitzvah of Yah. So it supplants that with these superficial images, and they think they are blessed, and they are literally bound. They're indebted. They're slaves. They have a master. They command they get up a certain time. Command they pay a certain amount. Command that they take X amount of their money. Command that. And they obey it, do they not? Because if they do not, then they will be thrown into the dungeons of the prison house. Will they not? And they obey that. That is not the blessings. That is not the pure conscience of Yahshua in one's mind. That is the rule of Shaitan and the powers that be. That is not a blessing where a an avat or an aimer has no time for their children to teach them the disciplines of Yah, that is not a blessing. That's a cursed thing. That is not a blessing where the daughters of this avat cannot learn the pure hava, the love that should be expressed toward a wife, that she understand that when Yah gives her over unto a husband man, she will understand the purity and the delicacy of love. That's not a blessing, that's a curse. That's a curse when a young man, his conscience, his concept of a Torah, it is something that is foul and wretched and bitchy. That is not a blessing, it's a curse. And this nation is that. It is curse. That's why you gotta come out of the mindset, my brothers and sisters. You better stop letting that damn television train your mind. It trains your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts, your actions, your reaction. This is the power of hell. So is the computer that you spend hours and hours and playing and twisting and looking. It is not of Yah. You should not be doing it. It is wrong. Period. I don't care what you hypocrites, you say what you want to. Got time for computer and television, no time for Yah. Why you say let's pray and you can't pray? You wicked child of hell. You wonder why your home is unstable? You're a fool, man. Come on, woman, you home all day, have no time to pray? Sit there on your duff computer and television, you wicked child of hell. You wonder why your youngers are twisted as hell. Bent, twisted. Hallelujah. If it's one thing I'm glad when I was growing up, I really am that we didn't have what they have today. Hallelujah. Deacon Horn and I, we talk at times. He said, Pastor Robert, he'll laugh because Daddy, the only television, he may find something at the pawn shop or something at the used place. Even Horn, he didn't have no money to waste on nothing like that. They may have put an antenna on the thing and got two channels. That is the truth. Hallelujah. That is the truth. Now there are over 700 channels. You can get over 700 on the internet. 1,000. I would never even want to touch a vile thing like that. It's wrong. It's wrong. Hallelujah. It's the training of the wicked one. He trains us by perception and imparting things into our mind. These folks that spent $3 million, that's what it's going to cost this year on the next year for that Super Bowl. $3.2 million for 30 seconds. 30-second ad. And they don't waste. And there will be some companies that will spend that $3.2 million and they will reap tens of millions just because of that. Because they impart that imprint in the mind. And that's what Shaitan does. That's how the people are going to be marked. They're going to mark them in their mind, and they will willingly receive the mark of the beast. It begins in the mind, my brothers and sisters, in the hearts. Hallelujah. He says, don't touch anything that is accursed. Don't be moved by the emotions of granddaddy, grandmama, that you allow the accursed thing to enter in, that you do not honor the things of Yah. Come on, my brothers and sisters. He means what he says. We obey the mitzvah of Yah. You will see the blessings of Yah. The stability, the civility of your home, the stability, the strength, the comforting of Yahshua. Hallelujah. He will literally come in and sit with you and sup. Hallelujah. Sure he will. He will sit down with a cup of that living water. And you will drink from that and you will be full. Your thirst shall be dissipated. He shall revive you from the inward parts. The word of Yah is the truth. We cannot alter it, my friend. If I try to do that, then I'm a cursed man. I'm a cursed man. Hallelujah. And David said quickly into Helium 37:22. David said, he identifies those that are blessed of Yah and those that are cursed. He says into Helium, Psalms 37:22, he says, for such as are brak, or blessed of him, shall inherit the earth. And they that be cursed kala of him shall be cut off. Do you all hear that? This is a generation that cut off from the mitzvah.
You cannot tell them the name of Yah. They fight against it. They have no reasoning in their mind. They say, well, I was just brought up this. I don't care. I don't care if you were brought up a Baptist. I don't care if you were brought up a Methodist. You were brought up in folly. In sin, my mother, David said, in sin, my mother conceived me, and in iniquity, she shaped my mind. She knew the right things of the Torah was right, but she allowed me because I was hers. And so this mother of America has shaped our minds in iniquitous practices. And that transgression, is that we have no power of Torah, the Mishrah, the government of Yah in us. And that's the simple truth. It is the truth. We have no power with that. And so when we hear of His truth, we get despondent and angry. We get upset when Yah speaks to us. We become perturbed. You speak the true name to them, they get upset. They get perturbed. Well, you see their pride. That's pride. And they are cursed of Yah. I don't care who it is. When you hear the truth and His word is His imat, His truth. And His word is His name, is the power of His name. He came in His Abba's name. He said, when you hear the truth, don't harden your heart. Even if you don't understand, don't harden yourself against it. Just say, Yah, open my mouth. If I'm yours, open my mind. He will. Hallelujah. Sure He will. If He opened the mind of a dumb jackass, He can open our jackass minds. Because we are a people that are bound down with heavy yokes and burdens. We're laden down. Our sins have been heavy upon us. Our sins have caused us to be yoked down, heavy, bowed down, crippled and bound. We had no liberty in the Ruah. We could not sing. We could not bless Yah. We could not even worship Yah. Come on, we bound down. The bill collector got you bound. And the landlord, he's lording over you that he demands that same amount every month. He doesn't care if you're sick or your mama's dead or your dad is dead. Give me that. You think these bankers have any sympathy with you? Come on, my brothers and sisters. They care less. You can pay for the house for 29 years and have one to go. Miss two payments and see what they will do. And you pay for the house five times over. For the love of money is the root of all evil. That is not the blessing of Yah. These corrupt, damnable dogs that tell you money, 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 pray Yah, give me some money, lies. Yahshua is our money. He answers all things. A dollar bill brings no answer. But Yahshua answereth all things. He's the wealth of Yah. He's the wealth of our promises and our hope. Hallelujah. You don't cast that in. That bond there, it just continues to grow every day, every second. You don't cast that in. No, you don't. You're going to be redeemed by it. Hallelujah. No, you're not going to redeem. It's going to redeem you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, don't even touch the cursed thing. Now, if there is one that touched the accursed thing, then there must be the true judgment of Yah or the response of Yah if we touch that, right? So if we touch the accursed thing, he said, don't touch the accursed thing. Did he not tell them that? I want to direct our attention back to Yehoshua ben Nun, chapter 7. And when a man disobeys the word of Yah, when we disobey the word of Yah, the curse is going to come upon us, brothers and sisters. It says in Joshua chapter 7, verse 1. It says, but the children of Israel committed a transgression, a ma'al. And we know what transgression is, though. We know what sin is. You transgress the Torah. They committed a ma'al, a transgression in the accursed haram thing. This is what they did now. For Achan means trouble. Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerath, of the tribe of Yehuda, took the accursed thing. Yah says, don't take nothing. Did he not say? He said, don't touch nothing. He said, guard your heart. Does he command us to guard our minds, brothers and sisters? Come on. We allow this emotion to wreak havoc over us. But we must guard our minds in this hour. Everything that looked like gold is not gold. That's an old proverb that came when I was a young lad. They would say it. Everything that looks like gold is not gold. Everything that looks right, that doesn't mean it's right. Everything that looks like it may be satisfying, that doesn't mean, because there are consequences. So it says that Achan, the son or the one that brings trouble, and when you find an Achan in the midst, you will find trouble always from that Jezebelite, corrupt, accursed spirit. That is the truth. When one has the blessed assurance of Yah, they obey the Torah of Yah. When one understands the order of Yah, they obey the stipulations that come forth out of the mitzvah of Yah. And that's what he was. He troubled the house. There's nothing like trouble. What is trouble? It's the vexation. Whereby the power of Yahshua, whereby we stymied him. When you're troubled, you do not allow the power, the fullness of Yahshua to operate in your life the way it ought to. And we don't allow his spirit to move in us the way we should. Why? Because it is the spirit of Achan. We have brought a cursed thing into the house. And there is only one sure thing that's going to come, is death. It's going to come, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Well, preacher, I don't have no cursed thing, you Jezebel. Yah doesn't speak to Israel unless he needs to upbraid them, reprove them. Are we sons? Did he receive you today? Then he must correct us. Then he must chasten us. If you're a bastard, he will not do that. And if this is not for you, then you're a bastard. Full of pride? Did he not say two or three gathered in his name, he shall be in the midst? So when you came in, did he receive you? And he corrected you as you came in. And he's going to correct you this day. Hallelujah. He's going to exercise our faith. That's what he's going to do. And so Achan, he troubled Israel. He caused the resentment of Yah to be poured out upon Israel, because he took of the accursed thing, and it made Yahweh, did it make him happy? And it angered us. When scripture used that off is a king resentment, it is a damnable resentment. It is one that is fire, the belly of the father's belly burns. It is off. It is off. The resentment of Yah was chained. Because he brought the cursed thing. Don't think that when you bring the cursed thing in, that his resentment is off. It churns from his belly. And the thing, it angered Yahweh. His resentment, his anger. The anger of Yahweh was kinder hara. It was made hot and furious. You don't want Yah to get angry. Have you ever been hot and furious? Come on, you hypocrites. You've been hot in your anger. I know I have. We've been foolish. We've allowed the anger to rest in our bosom. Oh, sit here, all pious. Yah comes to correct Israel. He comes to show us our faults and our sins. And then when you get hot in your anger, you lose all composure. You lose all equilibrium. You're not even aware where you are, and it flows. Your nostrils flare. That's what a warring. You know, it's the difference between a thoroughbred and that thing naked out there in the field. That's a piece of trash. You understand? That's what it is. There was a horse back in the 1900s. I read up on him last week because I heard his name, and I'm curious about things. His name was called Man of War. He never lost any races at all. He only lost one race, and the horse that beat him was named Upset. And that's why they call things today when a team loses, they call it Upset. Because that horse, and from that horse, I saw pictures of him, he was muscular, his nostrils flat, and they blowed, he was a warrior. See, a warrior blows, so, yeah. See, a soldier won a handkerchief. But warrior, his nose flares. And when the anger comes, you're ready for battle. Come on. Come on here, hypocrites. Let Yah judge us. You're ready for battle. And you're ready to take on. Makes no difference.